Over $1 million in provincial emergency response funds have been used so far in responding to this spring's flooding events in Cache Creek, according to a statement from village officials. In a news release posted on Tuesday, the village said it sustained what is possibly the worst damage ever caused by the creek during the annual snowmelt this year. The flooding began in the last few days of April. The creek turned itself into a river as it flowed faster and higher than the Bonaparte, pooling around Quartz Road, flowing down the highways, exposing infrastructure, eroding foundations, reclaiming nearby land and sending residents living along the creek running for safety, the statement said. The village noted crews, contractors and engineers worked around the clock until May 5 to contain the creek between 20-foot berms, but not before the floodwaters destroyed one home and damaged other private and public infrastructure. The creek was barely forced back into its channel when the Bonaparte reached a historic high level on May 9, triggering an evacuation of almost 300 more residents, the statement said. As this was happening, crews never ceased working to respond to each new threat, assess the safety to the public, and repair the damage. As of Wednesday, Cache Creek remains under a state of local emergency. Although the Bonaparte River continues to run high and fast, the water levels have been slowly receding. According to officials, village infrastructure has sustained significant damage from the flooding event, with teams kept busy restoring basic community needs such as fire hall, water, sewer and storm drain services. The village noted over 20 pieces of machinery have been employed to undergo work throughout the community. It's estimated that 300 loads of soil have been removed so far, with over 1,500 tons of riprap rock placed in order to protect critical infrastructure. Much work has been done, but much more still needs to be done, the village said. Officials said residents can expect to see activity in the coming weeks. Crews will work to clean up debris on public property, repair water mains, flush out storm drains, and replace culverts and roadways. The village noted a trailer park located at 701 Trans-Canada Highway remains under evacuation order until the dike can be assessed by engineers. The village wants to be assured that the dike will hold despite some slight erosion found along its perimeter. Resident safety is the priority, the statement said. A boil water advisory is still in effect after a leak was found in one of the village water mains on Saturday. According to officials, crews and contractors worked for more than 24 hours to ensure everyone had water. The cause of the leak is still under investigation, with temporary water connections having been made for customers serviced by the damaged line. The village noted that downtown businesses continue to reopen as they clean up, and encouraged residents to shop locally to support them.